we wanted to resettle in a new and kind of creative way, in a smaller town that was had more of a town center and a really good welcome home feel to it. We also wanted to be able to work with the people of the city in a partnership way. We had decided that Springfield, West Springfield, and Westfield already had many, many refugees being resettled into them, and that that would not be the choice for us. When our national agency called us, it also happened to coincide with the passing of a resolution by the City Council of Northampton, which said very clearly that they were welcome and open to the resettlement of refugees in their midst. So it was natural.
And you're planning a couple of public discussions in Northampton over the course of the next few days to let people know what the process for this is, correct? So can you give us a little preview and talk about what the process is?
The process really does begin with the contract. And that contract is going to engage Catholic Charities to provide the primary services around reception and placement. But beyond that, there is the whole resettlement. And that process works with us working with the city to help find employment, housing, circles of care, which are people that come together and support the integration of the refugee families in a very, very concrete and effective way. And also just tons of volunteers to provide transportation, English language learning. The process is one is where we will be walking with the refugee families from the moment that we receive them, as much as they needed, all the way up to their fifth year here in the United States. And the reason why we've chosen the fifth year is that is the year they become eligible for their citizenship.
What are you asking specifically for during these meetings that you're going to be having with the community in Northampton?
For people to sign up to volunteer different skills and talents that they have in specific areas. We also are asking people, you know, can you or do you know of someone who can and will hire a refugee and work with us, perhaps doing some apprenticeships, thinking of different creative ways that they can learn the language and have a job at the same time so that they can begin to build up their own independence. The second question that we're asking people is, do you know of someone that has, or can you provide housing for the refugee families? And again, it's going to be a negotiated thing, where we're going to have to work with land, with homeowners and home managers to say, we need to rent this, and we're going to probably need to rent it below market rate rent. But work with us, and we'll come up with a way that for the first year that they're here, this could be an advantage to them. And we'll, you know, you've got somebody that's working with them, case managing and working with them. So we need that opportunity. We need that opportunity to be able to house them pretty quickly. It's got to be permanent housing, not temporary housing.
Now, your agency has a lot of experience in refugee resettlement, I know, in Western Massachusetts. Is the fact that some of these refugees are coming from Syria pose any particular challenges?
The refugees coming from Syria specifically does not pose any significantly more difficult challenges than refugees coming from any other part of the world. They're going to be diverse. Some of them will come with absolutely no English. Some of them will come with a lot of English. But that's true no matter which population you deal with. So I don't see that there are significant challenges with that population that they bring themselves. Can people make things challenging? Yes, they can. But the challenge does not come from the population itself.
When you say people can make things challenging, I need you to expand on that. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with people's openness. It really does. And I think it has a lot to do with people seeing that we're a nation that has been very blessed and has an awful lot to share. And figuring out how we share that with 14.5 million refugees across the world. You know, we're not in a position to take all 14.5, but then that's not what we were being asked to do. We're being asked to take a set number of refugees who have been thoroughly and completely vetted by the United States government in a process that takes 18 to 24 months. And by the time they come here, we should be prepared to open our hearts, our minds, and our homes to helping them reclaim their dreams, their destiny.